We learned this morning Shmiras HaLoshen Shan HaTorah in Perek Vav. In the English edition, it's page 466. And we're discussing supporting Torah. And we discussed yesterday the Zoyak Kodesh that the Chavetz Chaim brought down, that when one does not support the Torah, one gives support to the Nachash. What does it mean to give support to the Nachash? Well, the Nachash, his supporters, meaning his legs, were cut off. When one does not support the Torah, then one is supporting the Yetzirah. It gives power to the Yetzirah. The Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer al Torah, I didn't look it up before it's Shir, so I might say something a little wrong, but basically, he discusses that the battle that Yaakov Avinu had with the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, was this battle that Yaakov, we know, is the Av HaTorah. Each of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent a different midah, different character trait. Avraham is the Av of Chesed. He epitomizes Chesed. Yitzchak is Yira, is fear, is awe, is tefillah, and Yaakov is Torah. He takes the chesed from Avraham Avinu and the Yira of Yitzchak Avinu, and he puts the two together, as the Mefarshim explain, and he is the Torah, the Av of Torah. And there was a battle, it was a wrestling match between Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, and Yaakov Avinu. And we know Yaakov won. The Malach said, let me go. I have to go up there. I have to sing praise to Hashem. It's my turn. I have to go right now. And Yaakov didn't want to let go. And the Chavetz Chaim tells us that this is coming to show as a simon. For all eternity, the Torah will survive. But the Malach Shel Esav, he did something to Yaakov Avinu. He smashed him. He hit him very hard in the calf by the Gir Anoshe. That's by the support of the leg. And explains the Chavetz Chaim that the leg represents the Toimchi HaTorah, the supporters of the Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim says, and he was too, unfortunately, I'll have to say, he was too correct in his vision, in his prophetic vision, that the supporters of Torah will be few. And that's what he was referring to over here. That when the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, smashed him in the leg, is a reference to the supporters of the Torah. The Torah, the legs support the person's body, the goof of the person. Here, this is the supporters of Torah, that's what it refers to. So there will always be that battle that will exist. Will there be the not supporters? Be difficult to get support to support the Torah. But the Torah will exist. The Torah will still survive. And it's unfortunately, it's such a foolish shame. Now, once again, we're talking about the people who have the capability of supporting. That's what we're talking about. But why is it such a foolish shame? Let me share with you another story before we see one of the most important paragraphs we can see in this whole entire Sefer. It's a very, very big statement to say. The next 7 or 8 lines, that was one of the most important paragraphs. You'll see what I mean by that. So don't take a peek. I had to stop you there, right? So I don't remember exactly what I wanted to say, but I will tell you a story which I wanted to say also. Okay, to tie this in. But before I tell you that story, I want to read these words. And maybe I'll remember that other story as well, that other point. Once again, in my humble opinion, the next few lines that we're about to see is of the most important lines that can be read and learned and should be reviewed on a regular basis. On a regular basis. V'da'oid, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shenimsa b'sfar ha'kdoshim. Chavetz Chaim says that what I'm about to tell you can be found in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, the Holy Sfarim. What is he about to say? Sheha'odom ha'machzik loimdei Torah. A person who supports the Torah. Afal pi, sheha'yam ha'aretz bo'ilom hazeh. Even though he was an ignorant person here in this world. He was an am ha'aretz. Zoiche, shela'osid yeda gamhu esa Torah. A person who supports the Torah, he will merit that in the future, the Torah that he supports will be his Torah. The Torah that he supports will be his Torah. Now, if he would open up a Rekiva Eger, ain't Beis Medrash below Rekiva Eger. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a Beis Medrash without a Rekiva Eger. A real Beis Medrash has a Rekiva Eger. He would open the Rekiva Eger. He could read Hebrew. He'd read the words. He could translate maybe. Okay. Even if he translates the words. But what does he mean? What does Rabbi Kiva Eger mean? What does the Rashba mean? Lossid Lava in the future. He will get up to Shemayim. And because he supported the Torah. And he supported those who learn Rekiva Eger. And he supported those who learn the Rashba. He supported those who learn the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, and the Mishnah Brura, v'chule, 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 etc., etc. He will understand that Torah. He will understand the Rekiva Eger, and he will understand the Rashba. Zoyche, he will merit, shila osid in the future, yeda gamhu es a Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim tells us the truth is this very obvious. Of the MS davar pashut hu. It's very obvious and very straightforward. Since this person who supports the Torah, he himself has a chelik, a portion. With the actual a chelik and a portion of the reward of this Torah. V'yadua, it's known. V'hatanugim hagdoilim shebegan Eden mishavim me'etzim ruchnias ha'Torah. Before we translate these words, let me explain. Explain before I translate. Let me do that, please. We have a difficulty. We can't relate to Gan Eden. I told you the story of a friend of mine who wanted to know a little about Gehenim, and I told him it's not a good idea. He asked me to borrow a certain sefer. I said it's not a good idea. I lent it to him anyway. He borrowed the sefer. He says, okay, fine. Because he said, no one talks about Gehenna. So I lent a certain sefer. Then he says to me, okay, now I see a little about Gehenna. What about Gan Eden? You have any svarim on Gan Eden? Gehenna. So let me see the positive now. So I quoted him the Gemara. This conversation was in a text. You know how much you lose in a text? Okay? This is after he already saw the Sefer on Gehenna. I quoted him the Gemara. It's a few places. One is in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph. That tells us that even the Nevi'im, the prophets, they weren't able to prophesize, to understand what is Gan Eden. They weren't given the ability to comprehend the depths of the reward of Gan Eden. And I text that back to him. Now, this is a person who, if you tell him this is a table, since you tell him it's a table, he'll try to start to think, well, maybe it's not a table. Maybe it's like a door that's lying flat. That's who this person is. You tell him it's a wall, he'll say, well, maybe it's a floor, it's just standing up on the side. That's the type of person he is. He said, oh, I said good. To this response, he accepted that the Gemara says, we cannot begin to fathom Gan Eden, to understand what the reward of Gan Eden is. He appreciated, he agreed to that response, that answer. That's why we don't have Svarim discussing Gan Eden. We can't begin to understand it. The prophets couldn't understand it. Who are we to begin to understand it? With that little introduction, now let's translate these words. The enjoyment, the delight, the excitement that comes to a person in Gan Eden, it comes because of the main reward is because of the Ruchnius HaTorah, the reward of Torah. Memeila Tzarech Leida as a Torah. So if a person wants to merit the ultimate reward in Gan Eden, he has to know the Torah. He has to know what is the Bayin Rava saying. What's the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? But what happens if he's not able to understand it the best? And even if he can understand it? If he supports the Torah, and I don't like using these the hard behind words sometimes, he takes out his checkbook and he writes a check. Or in this the generation, he swipes his card or whatever he does. I don't know. He puts text messages as an amount. That reward, that check, it's not that he's giving. He's gaining Olam Haba. He's gaining the ultimate reward that can be received in Gan Eden. When a person is giving that check, that's what he's getting. Two stories, the one I forgot and the one that applies right now. Baruch Hashem. And those stories will end for today. I saw in a Sefer, they bring down the story of a person who had a dream. And in his dream, he sees the face, he sees the person who is learning up a storm. Learning up a storm. And he recognizes that face. And in this lifetime, when this person was alive, who was learning up that storm, he didn't really know how to learn Torah so well. And he was very confused. What's going on over here? In this dream, he's learning up so much. And he understands, and the Torah is coming out from every angle of this person. And then it became known to this person in the dream that he donated his Sfarim to Yeshiva. And in the Yeshiva, they learned his those Sfarim. And in the S'chus and the merit that he supported the Torah in this way, they learned from those Sfarim that were his. When he got to Shemayim, he was able to learn. He supported the Torah. It's one angle supporting the Torah. And this is exactly what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. That when a person supports the Torah, he will know the Torah. The story which I forgot, which Baruch Hashem I remembered, which we'll conclude with, I mentioned once in the past, if not twice. And I mentioned that how foolish is the person that has the ability to support but doesn't support. Because Hashem wants to give him. Hashem wants to give him the reward. It's waiting for him. He just has to do his job. There's a story where there's a Rebbe who was collecting money. He amassed a large sum in this collection. The money was stolen. And who stole the money? The gabbai of the Rebbe stole the money. The shamish. And the Rebbe said, "What a tippish, what a fool. I was collecting the money for him. he would have had it beheter. He would have had this money in a permissible fashion. And now he had it beiser. And whatever he has beiser, he'll lose out on. Hashem wants all of us to have the ultimate taino gamiti, the ultimate reward, delight, and enjoyment in Olam Haba. Why is it that Hashem created us? If not for His children, His beloved children, to enjoy the most possible. But yet a person thinks, you know, okay, he'll outsmart the system, and he'll use his resources for no sources, whatever he'll do with them. And Hashem says, you're losing out. Don't be the tippish. Don't be the fool. Don't cause the nachash to have more power. But be a taimecha Torah. Support the Torah. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Have a nice day.